on 076 675 0710.
It's Wise FM Lunch. I'm Lily Wakamakofani. If you just joined us, welcome, man. I appreciate you so, so much for turning us on. So joining us on the show on Wise FM Lunch this afternoon, we're finding out where are they now. He is, wow. This is quite impressive, I must tell you. He's a sensational platinum-selling artist, right? A South African rapper, producer, arranger, and designer. And he has this unique way of infusing imaskandi, umbaqanga, amazayoni, hip-hop, R&B, and Afro soul. Is an one and only Aubrey Corner joining us on Rise FM Live. Savona Putiza. Fila, are you on the road? Are you driving?
Yes, I'm on the road. It's a Friday.
Yeah, P. Where are you heading to? Are you performing this weekend? What's happening?
I am performing this weekend, but right now we have a session before I go.
Before you go,
well,
you know,
I
don't want to take this away from you. You have this very beautiful, unique way. So I'm going to give you this opportunity to ubingelele impumalanga, Aubrey.
Sanbonani balaleli kamala mopurkonos nyobulan panosala ishinga lenkosi zanomkaba ipingele simanje manje siphasukuzekele inkanyambo qobola lenkosi yesibo kumalenza zolonto mahlizi hlwa komuntu wedolobheni kitchen umntwana wami kitchen umsukela njengoba lunjalo.
Oh man, I love it. I love that. That can never get old. Thank you so, so much. I know you're relaxing there. You're on the road. Or you're busy. I appreciate you taking the opportunity to do exactly that. Aubrey, where are you? Upizngan putwam. You know, people ask, "Khoro Aubrey, wakipa in, wakipa my EP out to, wakipa e album." But we're still wondering, where is he now? What is he busy with?
I never stop working and I never stop experimenting with music. So this year, beginning of the year, I just told myself that I'll be dropping anything. I won't be dropping Afropop. I'll be dropping Afrobeat songs. Mm. So it's like me trying to teach myself something that I've never done, something that's really not popular in South Africa, because in South Africa, we really are not fans of Afrobeat. Mm. But for me, I wasn't doing that because of anything else, but I was basically doing that so that I can grow the Aubrey brand, not just South Africa only, but also the entire Africa, understand? So
yeah.
I dropped the first single, the Afrobeat, which was featuring the late Umalume Vector to the time too. It's a song that spoke about the heartbreak that I was currently going through. So yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, you have this interest in infusing. Like just now you're saying, you're switching from this, you're moving on to that, you're going to be doing a lot of Afro beats. What kind of music do you listen to, Aubrey? Because one would wonder, if someone is deciding to just infuse genres, what music do they listen to?
My playlist is exactly mixed eggs. I am also, because I listen to a lot of umaskandi, I listen to a lot of umbatang, I listen to a lot of afrobeats, I listen to a lot of hip-hop. But to me, it makes sense because umaskandi ngikhumbuza la ngiphuma khona, and umbatanga kawusenziwa manje. But you go back to the ingoma zoBrenda Fassie, uMary Makeba, Caster Semenya. Zonke lezo ngoma zizona representa what we're doing it now, because basically we're doing what they were doing, but we're doing it in a modern age using modern beats also.
Yeah. Nice. I'm looking at your pictures here. You know, everyone knows, man, in South Africa, this is one of the most stylish guys we have in music in the country. You're definitely one of the most stylish artists we have in this country. Is this... I see you're also a designer. I don't know if you've officially moved into that space. Could we in the near future expect a Aubrey Corner, a brand store, clothing store, sometime very, very soon?
Yeah. I've been doing that for the longest.
Have you?
I've been doing this for the full time.
Yeah.
Even had my first fashion show with Ladies Met and then Durban.
Yeah.
But I'm serious, and then I just had to kinda step back because I felt like music was demanding a lot from me, and I couldn't do it myself. But how I incorporate it now, I just send designs to the guy that sews for me now, and then I just rock with it. I think it's better. It's better because the one now is better because I just throw my design or show them pieces. I'm a piece is like, yo, please put this piece and this piece together to create one outfit, and then he does it, and then I come collect and I pay. Yeah.
Are you the kind of guy that chooses an outfit for their girlfriend, Aubrey?
I used to when I was still dating.
Okay.
And also, she was very stylish also, because I'm not used to anybody telling me what to rock.
Cause
I don't plan. I just rock whatever I see or however I'm feeling like on that day. But she used to also help. Like, yo, take this and this and this. And she only did that because she wanted me to match with her.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. You guys would be twinning in the streets. Since you have an idea of what ladies should put on, Aubrey, just a fashion disaster. Ebanbati, South African women now wear dresses with sneakers. Hey, Tontoni, wear. Now yourself, as an expert when it comes to fashion, what are we doing wrong as the girls in South Africa now?
Hey, I don't know what girls are talking about. Because me, the girls that I always see, they feel this thing of like shorts. They wear like your mini skirts, and then they wear sneakers, and they wear your basketball t-shirts, and then they tuck them in, and then they have this fly bag that matches with the shoes or that matches with the t-shirt. They're killing it. I don't understand which ones. Everybody. Yes. Trust me. Also remember, not everybody is crazy about fashion.
Sure.
Some people see clothes as just clothes. We don't see clothes as just clothes. We see clothes as a piece of art.
Expression,
so
right?
When you see me, you know, this is definitely Aubrey. If you heard that Aubrey is coming, you know. That guy, I might not know him, but he's definitely an Aubrey type of guy.
Right. You can absolutely tell. What can we expect? 2025 is coming very soon. We're under 2 months to the brand new year. Zikipan.
It's not even 2 months. It's 1 month left. You can't count November anymore. So basically, everything that I've been doing is literally paving the way, creating a new fan base. Just dropped a new song.
Nice.
Featuring Umawelele, Umakhosi, EQ.
Okay, Aubrey, I've lost you there for a bit. I understand you're on the road. We must be losing your signal. I don't know if you'll come back on the radio. I see the line is still open, though. But that's Aubrey Kwana joining us on Rise FM Lunch this Friday. Some work, still working towards getting some new fans for followers on social media in his music. People introduced to his style of music and the infusion that it brings into the music industry in South Africa. He infuses Maskandi, Umbakanga, Amazayoni, hip-hop, R&B, Afro-soul, and is doing Afro beats. That's what you should expect from him 2024 going into the year 2025. Aubrey, I don't know if you're back. I see that our line is still open. Nah, he's gone. I hope you can hear me still. But a shout out to Aubrey Kwana joining us on the show today, finding out where are they now. Still working very, very hard. In fact, I'm about to play you one of his songs, Oh Kiss, by the legendary gent himself. On social media, in case you want to follow him, get some style ideas also for this coming weekend, because you want to look nice, man. Find him on Aubrey Kwana across all social media platforms. That's Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, as well as on YouTube. He's got a channel there as well. So do check it out. Here's Aubrey.